Good morning, church. It is good to see your smiling faces. The joy of the Lord? I hope so. Happiness is temporary, but joy is eternal. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for once again that we can gather together. We can have the freedom to be able to sing praises to you here this morning. So, Father God, as we press into you now in spirit and in truth, to come to you in the way that you want us to come to you, to worship you, to give you glory, to lay aside every hindrance, and just to press in toward you. Father, we just thank you once again for just meeting us here. In Jesus' name, amen.
And sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him, for the King is your God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him, for the King is your God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God.
Amen.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of
of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory.
Amen.
A call comes ringing o'er the restless way. Send the light, oh send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, oh send the light. And the golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, oh send the light. And the Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, oh send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, oh send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore.
Amen.
You know, the Christian walk is not a sprint. It's a long distance run. That's what verse 4 is talking about. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. It's real easy to get burnt out, is it not?
Amen.
But when we got God, the Holy Spirit, and you got that desire to send the light, let us gather jewels for a crown above. We do our good works not to be saved, but because we are saved.
Amen.
Because we want to share the good news. Indeed, send the light.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high His royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, His army shall be lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord. The trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this His glorious day. He that our men now serve Him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus, stand in His strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, ye for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, the crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord, most high. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Just run into it, and they are saved. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord, most high. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the just run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Just run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, most high.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Precious Lord, take my hand, stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, only one. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle, be very sure. Solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Amen.
Praise. his anthem raise. So we exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing that again.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Forever, Christ
is the Lord. We'll give Him all the glory. We'll give Him all the glory. We'll give Him all the glory. Christ the Lord. For He alone is worthy.
By my spirit, says the Lord, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit.
Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed by my Spirit, says the Lord.
Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
With our hands lifted up, with a mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, let the high praises of God be in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. Thank you, Lord, for wonderful music. Thank you for the anointing upon the music, O Lord. We praise you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. And we thank you. King of kings and Lord of lords, you are the God that makes things happen. You are the one that makes music. Oh, you are the one, the only one, the Holy One of Israel. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for having it your way today. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving me the prayers to pray today. And thank you, not my will, but thy will be done, I pray, Lord. And let your name be lifted up and your name be glorified. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand, and the sheep of his hand. We bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, above the heavens, and thy glory is above all the earth. Psalms 91, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not going to dwell in our circumstances. We're not going to dwell in adversities, in tribulations, but we are going to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my God, and in him will I trust. Hallelujah. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. And I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. Oh, thank you, Lord, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. And Lord, we thank you. 1,000 may fall on our side, 10,000 on our right hand. Nothing shall come nigh unto us. Only with our eyes shall we behold the reward of the wicked. Oh, that's who our God is. And we want today to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to stay focused upon the Lord. We want to keep our eyes upon the Lord. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the problems are, we're going to stay focused on you. We're not going to look at the storm, but we're going to look at him who pacifies the storm. His name is Jesus. Oh, His name is Lord. Hallelujah. He is our source. He is the healer of our bodies. He is the savior of our souls. He is our inspiration. He is our motivation. He is our God, and in Him will we trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. What is our problem then? What is our situation? Hallelujah. The Spirit of Him that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken our mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. For fear has a torment. And they that fear, they're not made perfect in love. Why should we fear when the Lord is on our side? Oh, praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Lord, we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. We have no need to fear, for the Lord is on our side. You are keeper in the shade on our right hand. You will not suffer for to be moved, and You that keepeth us will not slumber. Praise Your holy name. Praise Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. We pray, O Lord, for the anointing upon the pastor as he will bring the message to us. O Lord, give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power. Give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we want to thank You today that it's going to be a day of celebration. It's going to be a day of victory. It's going to be a day of excitement. And let the excitement rise in each every heart in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as we are ready to receive this offering, You told us, bring Your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in My house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord, if I would do not open you the windows of heaven and pour such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank You and praise You, Lord, for opening our hearts wide open, O Lord, that we can give to the work of the Lord, that we can give with gladness. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We give You all the praise. We give You all the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
going to be our prayer time. And for some reason, people are getting well, so we don't have many here to pray about. But we do want to pray, continue to pray for Tim Chola, that God will send him a job. He has sent out hundreds of applications, but so far he has not been contacted by any companies willing to hire him. So we're going to pray for him today again until we get a job for him, until God gets a job for him. We have not talked about the finances for this ministry for some time. And we are now down to the last month of the year 2011. And the need to pay Social Security taxes for the pastors have been reduced by 18%. But we got a way to go. Let us pray that God will bless his people, that this need can be met quickly. Last week, we prayed for the concert with Bill Chacon. Remember that? Today, we want to praise God for the anointing on that concert last night. There was a sweet anointing in the concert, and many people were blessed. So let's praise God for last night, okay? Then the final one, the world government was very busy last week. Some 8 central banks in the world, including the Federal Reserve Board of the United States, entered into an agreement to swap money with no restriction in order to shore up the failing banks in Europe. Here's how it works. They don't send any cash any place. They transfer numbers. So the Federal Reserve Board transferred billions of dollars to European central banks. They in turn transferred billions of euros to the Federal Reserve. Now, the European banks need dollars. You can say whatever you want about a currency, but they need dollars. So they then are taking their dollars, the central banks, loaning to private banks in Europe. Those private banks are then paying off their debts. And hopefully, in time, they can swap the money back, the euros, for the dollars again. So it is simply a shuffleboard of money that is not in reality. There is no money at all. Now, the speculators heard that, and the stock market Friday, well, first in Friday, went up 400 points. On what? Thin air. At the same time, the price of oil was pushed up to $100.96 per barrel, a rise of $4.19 since last week. Now, normally, our prices here should have shot up through the roof. But listen to this. At the same time, gasoline prices in Sacramento remained low, the lowest for a year. I bought gas for $3.33 a gallon. It tells us that the oil company in California still have a glut of unsold gasoline stock. They're trying to lower their inventories. And as soon as they have done that, the price of gasoline will rise sharply. More manipulation. Let us pray harder so that God can break the back of the world government leaders. So prayer warriors, come on up.
Heavenly Father, we come before you with these prayer requests, and we thank you that you are a willing listener and that you are eager to meet these needs. And we thank you for your gracious mercy. And right now we bring Tim Chola to you, Father. You know the need for him to have a job, and you have something in mind. We know you have a plan for him. And he knew that part of your plan was for him to come out here. So we just thank you for the job that you have in store for him. We thank you for it. We know that you have it all in control, that you are in charge of Tim's life. And we thank you and praise you for that. We pray that you would give him patience and take care of all of his needs while he is waiting on you. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Father God, we thank you for this day. And we thank you, Lord, that we know who our source is, and that finances are, it's not a problem for you. And we are in the position of calling out to you to handle the finances, Lord. So we thank you for that, that you are already dealing with it, that it's taken care of. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that the people that you have put in place to handle that situation will be obedient, and it will be done. And we just give you praise in advance for that, looking ahead, knowing that it is resolved. And so we thank you, Father, for the way you set up your kingdom to operate. It's beautiful, and it is matchless. So we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for what you're doing in our church. Thank you for the blessings that you blessed us with last night and the singing and the praise that you gave us, Lord God, through Bill Chacon. And Lord, we just thank you for the way that you're dealing with each and every one of us in our lives. And Lord God, we know that the situation with the oil is in your hands. So we pray that you bind all the manipulation that is going on with the oil and the gas prices throughout the world, and let the people that are manipulating the prices, let them fall. And let them feel the pain that we have to feel when we go to buy the gas at the pumps. Lord God, we know that you're in charge and that you're going to take care of the situation. And I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for it. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, for the work that you've done in Bill Chacon's life. The miracle after miracle after miracle you did, O Lord. And now, Lord, you brought him back. And it's a new beginning for Bill Chacon. And we want to thank you for using him last night, O Lord, for your glory and honor, that he sang songs unto us and he gave us his testimony. O Lord, it was wonderful, and your Holy Spirit was present last night, O Lord. And we want to thank you, O Lord, for what you are going to do, that you will finish the work that you began in this man's life, O Lord, that will be again, O Lord, a pillar in the kingdom of God. We praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Show him the gifts that he has, O Lord. And I pray, O Lord, let his gifts be manifested. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you for leading him from victory to victory. And your name will be glorified. And we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we just want to praise you for ushering in revival into this church and all over the world, into churches all over the world, your churches. We thank you and praise you for the healings we're hearing about. We thank you and praise you for the miracles that you're doing. And we heard a person speak last night about herbal medicines, and the prayer that the man prayed every time he spoke about it was just tremendous, and they had healings right there on the spot. We thank you for everything that you're doing with revival, and open every man, woman, and child's heart around the world so that they can hear the Holy Spirit, what you're giving them to say. We thank you and praise you, Father. We give you honor and give you glory for everything. You're changing the world. You're changing America. When doctors start listening to the spiritual roots of diseases and buying into it, that's you. That's got to be you, and we thank you for it to happen more and more all over the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Father God, we want to praise you and thank you for letting your Holy Spirit be with us, Father God. And I just want to lift up this church to you, Father God, that you would bless the finances, Heavenly Father, and that we are hungering for your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And Heavenly Father, we accept the victories, and we accept your precious love that you want to pour out onto us, Father God, and we thank you. We thank you abundantly, Father God, for that precious love that you continue to give us, that you continue to work with us, Father God, that you continue to reveal yourself to us, that you never leave us nor forsake us, Heavenly Father, that you're always there for us. and that you never turn away, Father God. Amen. You're always there, and we praise you and we thank you that you're always there to meet our needs, and you never leave us in the dark, Father God. You always bring it to light. Amen. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, first of all, I just want to praise you, Lord. I want to praise you for the wonderful works you're doing, Lord God, in the children of men. And Father, I thank you for the way that you are moving with the Holy Spirit across this body of believers. And we thank you, Lord, for the growth that's coming. We thank you, Father, for our brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can have a family here on earth that is blessed and that loves you and that looks to you for all things. And Father, I want to lift up our sister, Teresa DiCarlo, today, because something has happened to cause her to be ill, and we don't know what it is, but Father God, you do know what it is exactly, and you know what kind of spirits are coming against her. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every demon spirit of infirmity or any other kind that is causing her to be ill. And we pray right now that this minute you will raise her up, Lord God, and she will know that someone prayed for her right now, because we believe that when you do it, when we ask you, you do it, Lord God, and we don't have to wait for 10 years. Yes. So thank you, Father, for this and for letting her have the rest of the day praising you and loving you and just being so pleased to be part of this body and part of the body of Christ. Father, we thank you for all things, and we ask your blessing on the whole congregation as they go home today, that they will be driving safely, that there will no harm come to them, that they will be able to handle all things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that last week we prayed for Eric from Canada for a safe trip. And Father God, you gave him more than a safe trip. He had a fantastic trip, and he's back now, Father God, temporarily in Sweden. And we thank you, Lord, that you met everything that he had asked for, Father God. And we also thank you for Jan Pettersson, Father God, in Sweden, that is working with us. And we thank you, Lord, that you ministered to him and meeting his needs. And Father God, we just lift up the people around the world that are part of our ministry. That, Father God, you will keep them well. They will prosper, Father God, and they'll be able to lead more and more people to Christ. And we thank you for that. And we thank you now, Lord, that the prayers spoken here in church, they are now on the altar. The smoke is going up, Father God. And in due time, every prayer shall be answered. And we thank you, we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a moment for testimonies. Who's got a testimony? Okay, Jane.
Hello. I just want to praise God for my walk with God and my relationship, my personal relationship with him, and how he reveals himself to me. And I want to tell you about an experience that I had in October. I went to a friend's house because her dog was having puppies and she couldn't be there. So I went there to help her with the puppies. Well, she was gone. And the first puppy, it came out fine. And the second puppy was Breach. And I let the dog struggle for a couple of minutes with the puppy. And then she just laid there, and she wasn't breathing. The dog wasn't breathing. She wasn't trying anymore. And I thought, okay, great. I got to help this dog. And so I prayed for God to help me help this dog. So it took me about a couple of minutes to work it out, to figure out how to do it. I did it, and the dog came out, Breach, but it was lifeless and laying there, flaccid. No life, and it's laying there, and it's been like 4 minutes, and I touched the dog, the little puppy, and its feet are cold. It's starting to lose the heat, and I'm going, great. So I called my friend. I said, hey, I think I have a dead puppy. She goes, oh, well, it happens. So I got off the phone with her, and I looked at the dog, and I prayed for the puppy. I said, God, don't let this puppy die. I don't want this puppy to die. And so it'd been like 5 minutes by then. And so I prayed, and I got through praying. I stood there, and I just looked at the dog and the puppy, and she had gone back to the live puppy and was dealing with the live puppy. And as I'm standing there watching this poor puppy on the floor beside the dog that she's, you know, ignoring, it was like something blew it up like a balloon. It went, and its lungs just expanded to capacity, and it started breathing. And if I could have been knocked over by a feather, because it was like, I mean, I prayed the prayer. I should have expected to see something. But it was like, I will not forget what God showed me. He listens to everything I say. Even if I pray for a puppy that isn't breathing, He cares about that puppy that I care about. And now you can't tell the difference between it and the other six. Yeah, they're all bouncing all over the place. But it was just the most fascinating thing I have ever seen in my life, to watch the breath of life come back into that puppy. It was really something. And I praise God for showing me that and giving me that memory, He showed me His power. He showed me what He could do. It was only me and that dog and the puppy. Nobody else was there. And He showed me in that moment of time where I was having a relationship with Him, talking to Him about that puppy, that He cared. And He did it. And it's amazing. Praise God.
Okay. I've got a quick testimony. I sent my son out to a job, and he had to go get some sand at the place where we get it. It's called the Rock Yard. And so he gets over there, and I have my crew working. I knew that they didn't have enough sand, but, you know, sometimes they don't listen to me. I told them in the morning, you need more sand. But anyway, so they went to get the sand at the Rock Yard, and then he calls me. He says, hey, truck won't start. So he's over there. The truck won't start. So I have to gather up another truck and get over there so we can keep the crew going and finish the job. So when I get over there, the guy that works there in the Rock Yard, he says, well, we think it's a fuel pump. And I'm thinking, oh boy, you know, the last fuel pump I had problems was a pretty healthy bill, you know. Because nowadays you got to drop the gas tank to put the fuel pump in. And not in the old days, you know, the little fuel pump was right there on the side of the motor. And so then the owner of the establishment, I called my mechanic who's just about a block from there, and we thought, well, maybe it's a fuse. And because we had a blown fuse, I asked if he could bring it over. He was kind of reluctant, but he said, well, I'm going to test drive this car. And so he came around, and I said, well, what do you think, fuel pump? Oh, they're at least $500, you know, just for the part. And then the guy that was working there, the employee, he says, well, I can get him a better price than that. He says, well, I'll only put Ford fuel pump in. So anyway, make the long story short, the owner of the establishment, he says, hey, just I'll give you a ride back to your place, and we'll take care of it. We'll put a fuel pump in for you. No problem. Just, you know, I'll just put the parts on your account, and that's it. So I got a call a few days later. Hey, your truck is ready to go. And so, you know, that's a nice little blessing. I don't I don't have to worry about it. That's one less thing I have to worry about. I still have to go pick up my truck. It's been sitting there now for a week, but I got to go get it. Anyway, I had to say thank you, Lord, you know, because those little things help out. Okay, I saw another testimony. Natalia?
But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. All my life I've been so wrong, never felt like I belong. So in myself I've been advised, and all my pain I kept inside. Then one day you came along, I found in you I could be strong. You reached deep down inside of me, you loosed those chains and set me free. Oh Lord, my Lord, the truth I couldn't see. I was blind, my life was in misery. But then you came and forgave me, oh so mercifully. I didn't know amazing grace could be for me. Don't know why it took so long. Many years have come and gone. I guess him just where and when my new life would begin. And now my life has really changed. Our plans and goals are rearranged. Must be how you had it planned. It's okay, I'm in your hands. Oh Lord, my Lord, the truth I couldn't see. I was blind, my life was in misery. But then you came and forgave me, oh so mercifully. I didn't know amazing grace could be for me. Yes, you came and forgave me, oh so mercifully. I didn't know amazing grace could be for me.
Amen.
Sing the wondrous love of
Jesus.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the total life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen. Heaven on Earth was Bill Chacon's song, and since yesterday we were thankful to God that we managed to make it here on time to see his performance, but as a tribute, I guess you might call it, that Natalia learned one of his songs, and so today she continue his legacy here. He's a wonderful singer, and we praise God for that. And since Pastor John has been hammering away and trying to preach us to heaven, the perfect timing was Natalia's going to sing your way to heaven. So praise God.
Any more testimonies? Okay, we're going to close in prayer. Father God, thank you for this day. We thank you for our many blessings. We thank you for that sermon, that glimpse of heaven. and a real reality check, Lord. So we thank you for that. We thank you for your blessing upon each one of us as we go our way this week, Lord. We know that it's in your hands. Help us to be the people that we need to be, Lord, to be the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church that our Lord is waiting for. Let's move on, there are greater things ahead. Let's press closer to Him and be Spirit-led. For our Lord, let's take a stand as we move throughout the land and build the church.